I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, November 10th. Counselors will be available at Quincy High School today after a physical altercation between two students at the end of school yesterday. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the altercation was the result of a video created by one of the students that contained racist hate speech. The video was created outside the school over a year ago, but was recently shared on social media. Mulvey says the altercation was witnessed by many students and staff. Officials have engaged Walker Therapeutic to meet with students this morning. Parents and guardians may meet with the counselors virtually Friday at 3 p.m. and Monday at 5 p.m. at the high school. Mulvey says there was also a physical altercation between two Point Webster Middle School students during morning arrival yesterday. He says that altercation was the result of outside-of-school social media exchanges between students and others in the same grade. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be asking the City Council to approve up to $5.3 million to make major improvements to the clubhouse and maintenance building at the Furnace Brook Golf Course. The city will take over operations of the golf course next year, and officials say they want to make some major improvements and then market the golf course to the public to increase revenue. Mayor says he believes the golf course will just about break even if it's opened up to the general public. A 50-year lease that the golf course had with the city expired in June. The city will take back the course on January 1st. This week, the City Council did approve $401,000 to cover operating costs and expenses. Councilors Ann Mahoney and Brian Palmucci voted against the appropriation, saying they were concerned that Quincy taxpayers would be, quote, on the hook for major expenses at the golf course. Construction is getting underway on the new Yawkey Housing Resource Center to replace Father Bill's homeless shelter in Quincy. During groundbreaking ceremonies yesterday, Father Bill's announced that the new Housing Resource Center will be built across the street from the current shelter on Broad Street. An existing building there will be torn down, and a new $24 million housing center will be constructed. The new center will include 30 units of permanent housing and 75 emergency shelter beds. The new center will also provide day services, including mental health and substance abuse treatment programs. The new center has received $4 million in state funding, $7 million from an affordable housing bill, $1 million from the city, $2 million from its namesake, the Yawkey Foundation, and $300,000 from Arbella Insurance. Father Bills is now launching a $10 million capital fundraising campaign. However, the new center is expected to be completed in 2023. The shelter will remain in its current location until the new facility is completed. U.S. Army veteran Alex Palko of Quincy, whose life goal was to serve his adopted country, is now facing a very different goal, fighting a deadly kidney disease. It all began while he was working as a civilian chef at the U.S. Embassy in his native Albania. In 2011, he emigrated to the U.S., learned English, and enlisted in the Army. Only 2.5 years into his dream job, a nightmare began to unfold. A chronic kidney disease diagnosis with no known cure resulted in Palko facing a medical discharge. For Palko, the news only went from bad to worse. In the last 5 years, he's been on a kidney transplant list, and with every day passing, the window for finding a donor is slowly closing. Now, a veteran services group known as Dove Transplant has joined his fight, as well as other vets looking for a kidney donor. Palko said he is hopeful someone will be a match and offer him the gift of life. If not, the Army veteran will focus on a different mission. If you or someone you know is interested in becoming a donor, you can visit dovetransplant.org for more information. Check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow lost 112 points. The NASDAQ sank 95. The S&P dropped 16. Shares were higher in Europe and in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $84 a barrel. Sports. Bruins beat the Senators 3-2. Celtics will host the Raptors tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast today, partly cloudy, high 62. Tonight, Cloudy, a low of 46. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high 56. Rain on Friday, a high of 62. And maybe some morning showers Saturday, high 58. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds gusting to 20 knots. High tide right after 3:30 this afternoon. Sun rose at 6:28 and sets at 4:26. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 10th.